The commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Wellness DC, hosted by Dr. Richard Giannotto. Dr. Giannotto is the founder and medical director of the Giannotto Clinic in Tysons Corner, Virginia. The Giannotto Clinic specializes in microsurgical hair restoration, skin care, and renewal, and quality of life for wellness medicine. Now, here's Dr. Giannotto.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wellness DC. I'm Richard Giannotto, your host. And we have been talking past several weeks about ways of eating. And we covered the paleo diet, and we've covered the Mediterranean diet. And I want to say something right off the bat. Don't look upon these as diets. These are ways of getting your nutrition in a healthy manner. Let's review the standard American diet, SAD, sad, very sad, the standard American diet. Okay, 62% of the diet that most people eat in this country is composed of processed foods such as oils, sweets, and refined grains. No, no. 25.5% is composed of meats, eggs, dairy, and fish. 10% is composed of unrefined plant food, such as fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, and seeds, and 2.5% whole grains. So as we can see, this type of diet has been shown, without a doubt, to promote chronic disease, especially heart disease and cancer. I pause there for the effect. And it suppresses our immune function, so we become prone to all sorts of disease states and infections. It's not a good diet to be on. Studies have been done which show that as the percentage of unrefined plant food decreases in the diet, the percentage of deaths from heart disease and cancer increase in the diet. And if you're grading countries on this, the worst country for this to live in and to eat in is Hungary. And the second worst country is the United States of America. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Hungary, USA, and Belgium make up the top three. We are very, very bad. We eat a lot we eat very few unrefined plant foods, and we have a lot of heart disease. We have a lot of cancer, and it is related strictly to the diet. So when we talk about the paleo diet, which relies on protein, animal protein, okay, and it relies on vegetables and it relies on fruits in season, we talk that it decreases heart disease, but it's not so good on cancer. When we talk about the Mediterranean diet, which adds some whole grains and relies mainly on olive oils and fishes and whole grains and legumes, that's a little better on cancer, great on heart disease. But if you want to ensure that you don't die of heart disease and you don't die of cancer and you want to live the longest, I'm going to throw a term out. Nutrarian, N-U-T-R-I, nutrarian, A-R-I-A-N, nutrarian. It is essentially a plant-based protein diet in which health, your state of health, is equivalent to the nutrients content of the food over the caloric density of the food. So if you analyze that equation, you will see that health is directly related to micronutrient content of food. And the higher the caloric density of the food, the less health you will have. And what has the highest caloric density? Processed foods, sweets, refined carbohydrates, high glycemic index foods. All of those things that we've talked about that are bad. So nothing has changed here except that if we increase the amount of protein that we get from plant sources, we're really, really going to combat cancer. So the author of all of this and the proponent of this type of diet is an elegant physician, and I use the term elegant Sincerely, elegant physician named Joel Furman. I had the pleasure of meeting him and discussing with him the basis of his way of eating. And we're going to go over, we'll cover as much as we can because it's a complex topic. And if we have to, we'll spill into next week with it. But we know that in order to slow the aging process, we need low calorie and high nutrient content. Now, remember what I've always said, too. We can't get all of our nutrients from the foods itself because our soil is becoming depleted of these nutrients. Pesticides, chronic organic pollutants, persistent organic pollutants in the air are really depleting soil of nutrients. So you have to supplement too. You keep that in the back of your mind. But goes a long way if you eat organic and you get in much more plant protein than you're getting in now, you're way ahead of the game. We know that low-calorie, high-nutrient intake enhances cellular repair mechanisms. We know that it reduces the inflammatory response, and we know that inflammation is the cause of chronic disease, is the beginning of chronic disease. So here you are, food as medicine, helping you remain healthy or get healthy and remain healthy. We know that low-calorie, high-nutrient intake suppresses genetic alterations in DNA, all right, mutations. It decreases free radicals, and we know that free radicals cause inflammation, which cause chronic disease, okay? We know that low-calorie, high-nutrient intake prolongs lifespan by enhancing DNA repair and by removing toxins, free radicals, and advanced glycation end products. All of those things are names for bad things in the body which cause chronic disease. So to optimize your micronutrient intake, we need both to eat healthy, eat organic, and to supplement, because modest micronutrient insufficiency is ubiquitous. It's all over the place, and it can lead to DNA damage, mitochondrial decay, telomere decay, and decreased lifespan. Telomeres are the ends of your DNA molecules. And as they shorten, the theory is your life, they shorten until they die, and this causes a decrease in your lifespan. Almost all Americans, both vegetarians and Americans that eat meat, are micronutrient insufficient, especially deficient in those derived from greens. Okay? Even the vegetarians are micronutrients insufficient. Now, if we're micronutrient insufficient, we're going to build up toxins in our body. And these toxic metabolites include free radicals, cross-linking agents. These are agents that decompose our proteins in our body and render them useless, and advanced glycation end products, which are the result of highly refined carbohydrates linking up proteins and rendering them not usable. So really, got to stay away from the high glycemic foods, got to stay away from the processed foods, got to stay away from the processed oils, and we've got to get more plant-based proteins in our diet. And I'm going to show you how. I really am. This is easier than you think. And you know what? Even Dr. Furman insists, some of his patients, that they can have up to 3 servings of animal protein a week. So it's not like you're eating vegetables for the rest of your life. And if you were, you'd do yourself a big favor. I was never convinced of this until I read this data that I'm giving you now, and I read some of these studies, and these studies are totally conclusive. You will reduce your cancer risk to almost zero, and you will live to at least your 100 years of age if you adopt a plant protein-based diet. My niece Jennifer, who is a senior in high school, has been trying to convince me of this for 4 years. And Jennifer, if you're listening, thank you. So what happens? We eat something, all right? And about 2 or 3 hours later, we say we're hungry again. This is not real hunger, though, ladies and gentlemen, because what we eat most of the time, processed foods, high glycemic foods, and we have a crash after the glucose disappears in the cells when insulin is released, and we get hungry again. This is a toxic hunger. It's more like a withdrawal. You get a headache, you get weakness, stomach cramping, lightheadedness, empty, growling stomach. You're irritable, you're moody. It's a toxic hunger. If you were to eat the right foods, okay, which are plant-based, legumes, very little animal protein, what would happen is that you would not get this glucose crash, and you would last for 5 or 6 hours or more, and that's where true hunger comes in. Now, there are three characteristics of true hunger, and this is what you need to pay attention to, because you don't want to confuse it with toxic hunger. True hunger, there's going to be a sensation in your throat. There's going to be increased salivation, and you have a dramatically heightened taste sensation. When you get these things, then you're really hungry. The other things, the headache, the weakness, the stomach cramping, that's low blood sugar because you're eating too many refined carbohydrates and the body demands a rebound in the blood sugar. So you change your diet, then you go to true hunger and you'll last longer between meals. So let's talk about cancer and diet. Cancer is the largest threat to a person's lifespan. Now, yes, there is heart disease, and heart disease is the number one killer. But you know what? With increased research into this, heart disease is becoming easier to prevent. And as long as we follow guidelines, as long as we follow the guidelines in nutrition that I've given you, you can forestall heart disease. You can prevent it altogether, and you will not die of heart disease. But the lifetime risk of diagnosed with invasive cancer is 44% for men and 37% for women. A new generation raised on processed fake foods, fast foods, and junk foods almost from birth are likely to be afflicted with some form of cancer. And remember what I said, kids born in the year 2000 and above, they're raised on processed foods. They're raised on high glycemic foods. They're going to have a very low lifespan, lower than that of their parents. And it's the first time that this has ever happened in the history of the United States. So it's not good enough to avoid damaging influences. We must repair the damage that's already done. So a review of 206 studies show that raw vegetables have the most consistent and powerful association with the reduction of cancers of all types, including stomach, pancreas, colon, and breast. Think about that while you're chewing on your celery stick next time. It's important that you keep chewing on it. We're going to take a break here and I'll return. Thanks. Hi, this is Dr. Giannotto, and for 25 years, I've been helping men and women like you with hair loss prevention and restoration. You know, a full head of hair makes you look better and feel better, all while improving your self-confidence. And now I'm proud to announce that the Giannotto Clinic is the only clinic in Virginia that offers all three major hair restoration procedures under one roof. We have ARTIS and NeoGraft, the two automated robotic follicular unit extraction procedures, and we have the tried and true follicular unit transplantation strip method. Now you can find a perfect fit with the procedure that works best for you, and in one half day begin your journey to natural, permanent hair. We make all three procedures affordable, and our consultants can match your lifestyle and desired recovery time to a specific procedure. Your results will be precise, permanent, and aesthetic. Call now, 703-556-4247. And when you call, make sure you ask me about SmartGraft, a new procedure involving more precision in less time than any other FUE method. Call me now, 703-556-4247.
For the past 20 years, Dr. Giannotto and the expert staff at the Giannotto Clinic have been Washington's leader in hair loss prevention, restoration, and age management. And now the Giannotto Clinic is proud to introduce genetic testing in its age management program. This proactive program is based on each individual's genetic makeup. As you age, you can look better, feel better, and live longer. Based on scientific knowledge, medicine, nutrition, and a healthy lifestyle, the Giannotto Clinic can combine preventative aging, hair restoration, and facial rejuvenation to help you turn back the clock. So whether it's low libido or you're just not feeling like your old self and want an energy boost in your life, both men and women are encouraged to call the Giannotto Clinic for a free consultation. 703-556-4247. That's 703-556-4247. While you cannot go back and make a new start, you can start today to make a new ending. Call 703-556-4247. That's 703-556-4247.
And we're back. I ended the last segment reviewing 206 epidemiologic studies, which show, without a doubt, ladies and gentlemen, raw vegetables have the most consistent and powerful association with the reduction of cancers of all types. And this includes stomach, pancreas, colon, and breast cancer, some of the most common. We also know through studies that the higher the concentration of phytochemicals or plant chemicals in your diet, the greater your health and longevity. We also know from a study of 134,000 and change Chinese adults that the more cruciferous vegetables in your diet, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, the brassica vegetables, as those increase, your longevity increases. So let's introduce the immune system special forces, because how does cancer occur? How do we decrease our life? Well, processes occur in the body which suppress the immune system, which cause your DNA or your genetic material to become chemically altered in a process called methylation. You don't have to remember that, but just remember that when somebody tells you that your DNA is being methylated at a high rate, this means you have a higher risk of cancer. So the whole thing is to protect our immune system, to keep it vigilant so that these things don't happen to our DNA. And how do we do that? With our immune system special forces. G-bombs, ladies and gentlemen. G-B-O-M-B-S. All right, that's an acronym. The G, the first G, stands for greens. The B are beans. The O, onions. The M, mushrooms. The second B, berries. And S, for seeds and nuts. G-bombs. People that eat sufficient quantities of these foods will have less DNA methylation, less risk of cancer, and more longevity and health. Remember that. So, greens. We know that greens, for instance, in G-bombs, greens prevent and resolve cervical dysplasia in women. Now, remember, that's a precancerous state, ladies. And if you eat sufficient quantities of your vegetables and of your greens, you can prevent cervical dysplasia. Just like if you eat sufficient quantities of your cruciferous vegetables, especially broccoli, the sulforaphane or the active ingredient in the broccoli can really drive your estrogen metabolism towards the safe path, and you reduce your risk of breast cancer tremendously, tremendously, just with nutrition. Nutrition is food. Greens also prevent and resolve ordinary warts, H. pylori infection, which can cause ulcers, human papillomavirus, and hepatitis. Think about that. Just eating your greens every day does this, and yet we ignore this. Greens reduce free radicals after exercise. So there's something with those green shakes. Just check all of the ingredients. Greens enable faster recovery from muscle stress. Greens are the best source of bone-building materials such as calcium, magnesium, potassium. Greens enable the cells to require less oxygen. Greens increase muscular endurance. And greens grow lean muscle mass, support muscle growth, and fat loss simultaneously. Think about that. You're decreasing your body fat. You're increasing your lean body mass just by eating greens every day, just by making them part of your diet. And as I mentioned, there is actually a 50% reduction in breast cancer with the consumption of cruciferous vegetables. And this includes broccoli and cauliflower and Chinese cabbage and bok choy and turnips. And there's a 57% reduction in colon cancer with an increased consumption of cruciferous vegetables. Here are two very common cancers, and you have it in your power to prevent them with nutrition. These greens work by enhancing detoxification systems in the body. They also shift the metabolism of certain hormones into safe pathways rather than pathways that produce free radicals. So let's talk about beans. Bean power, ladies and gentlemen. Bean power. Beans inhibit a key enzyme for tumor growth, thereby decreasing your risk of cancer. They cause death of cancer cells. Amazing. This is what we want. Just like we know that consumption of a high glycemic diet and sugar causes cancer to thrive, the opposite, the beans in G-bombs, the B in G-bombs, they really cause death of cancer cells. Beans are also rich in anti-cancer polyphenols, which are chemicals in the beans. So think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Legumes, or beans, are the most significant predictor of survival in the elderly population. Did you know that for every 20 grams or 3/4 of an ounce of increase in daily legume intake, there's a 7-8% reduction in mortality? You can actually live longer by consuming a 1/2 ounce or 3/4 of an ounce of beans a day. That's all it takes. And yet how many of us are doing it? Raise your hands. I bet you not many. So let's talk about onions and cancer, G-bombs, the O. The highest consumers of onions are, so people that eat onions the most will have a 56% reduction in colon cancer, a 73% reduction of ovarian cancer, an 88% reduction of esophageal cancer, a 71% reduction of prostate cancer, and a 50% reduction in stomach cancer. So I ask you, why aren't we eating more onions? Andrew, do you eat onions? Yeah, he said, yeah, okay, that's good. Well, at least he'll be around to produce the show for me for a while. And in this respect, 71 countries were studied, all right? And here's what we found. An increase in cancer occurred with an increase in animal food consumption, milk consumption, sugar consumption, alcohol consumption, and stimulants. A decrease in cancer with sunshine, beans, onions, and soybeans. Look at the difference. And yet, I'm telling you this. This is not a guess. This is not a conjecture. This has been proven. So the next time somebody offers you a salad with onions on it, you take it and you eat those onions. Mushrooms, the M in G-bombs. Mushrooms protect against breast cancer. They reduce the risk of breast cancer. And you know, by intaking mushrooms, you can decrease your risk of breast cancer, ladies, by 64%. Mushrooms inhibit an enzyme called aromatase, which shifts estrogen into a bad estrogen and can make you more susceptible to breast cancer. You don't need to remember that. What you need to remember is to eat your mushrooms. So G-bombs, we've covered the greens. We've covered the beans. We've covered the onions. We've covered the mushrooms, okay? Mushrooms are an integral part of the human immune system, which means that they will protect your DNA if they're eaten in sufficient quantities. And there are reasons for this, but we don't have to go into the physiology of it. All you need to know is that there are components and chemicals in mushrooms which will prevent DNA methylation, which will prevent cancer. So let's talk about berries, the second B in G-bombs. The big benefits of berries include a reduced risk of diabetes, a reduced risk of cognitive decline, improved learning and memory in older adults. One serving a week of blueberries reduced the risk of hypertension by 10%. In the 1980s, way back when then, scientists actually found that ellagic acid, which is an antioxidant in berries, inhibited tumor formation. So there are your anti-cancer properties. Berries are an anti-cancer food. Very, very important. The anti-cancer effects of berries lies in the fact that berries can reduce inflammation. They reverse DNA damage. They reduce breast tumor size and development. And many animal studies cite reduction in cancer occurrence with exposure to berry extracts. In a recent human study, patients with precancerous esophageal lesions, those lesions in the esophagus which were precancerous, which were ready to turn, freeze-dried strawberries slowed or reversed the progression of these lesions into cancer. Just freeze-dried strawberries Food is our medicine. Food is our medicine, ladies and gentlemen. We know that tomatoes, and the active ingredient in tomatoes is a chemical called lycopene. We know that they reduce prostate cancer. Cooked tomatoes protect you against prostate cancer even more. Higher intake of tomatoes result in a 50% reduction of prostate cancer. Think of that. So what we'll do is, so as not to rush this, next week we'll talk about the seeds or the nuts and the seeds, and we'll sum it all up into a eating plan that we can all follow, whether we like meat or whether we don't like meat. We're just going to increase the amount of plant protein that we put into our diets. We're going to get sufficient G-bombs, and we're going to all live until we're at least 100 years old, very healthy, very active, and very free from disease. So until then, you have a great week. Eat responsibly. Think about what I told you this week. We're also going to discuss, I also want to mention next week about some of the latest robotic things that are happening in the hair restoration field, as an aside, because these are exciting. What we did this week with new software is extremely exciting, and we'll talk about it next week also. So until then, have a great week. Eat responsibly, as I said, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Wellness DC with Dr. Richard Giannotto of the Giannotto Clinic in Tysons Corner, Virginia. Thank you, and have a pleasant weekend.
Boys and Girls Club's highlights with Renthia Ross, VP Geico. Butler Wyatt takes a whole child approach to elementary education. Teachers, administrators, counselors, and support staff work together to meet the intellectual, social, behavioral, and emotional needs of 120 children ages 8 to 18. You can help make sure the Butler Wyatt Clubhouse stores stay open. Donate today at www.aplaceforthekids.com.
I'm Jim Roberts, president of the American Veterans Center, and I invite you to attend the 2015 National Memorial Day Parade Monday, May 25th at 2 o'clock p.m. along Constitution Avenue. Join thousands as we honor the service and sacrifices of our military from the American Revolution to today, featuring veterans units, marching bands, celebrities, and active duty troops. The parade is produced by the American Veterans Center and is made possible with support from Wells Fargo, Leidos, and USBA. To learn more about how you can see the parade, visit National Memorial Day Parade.com.
Green light. Hey girl, school zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
This is Mark Amtower. With lower margins, your limited marketing budget has to work harder than ever. LinkedIn is one of the most robust marketing platforms available. With over 350 million members worldwide, 110 million in the U.S., and 3.1 million members within 50 miles of this station, I guarantee your customers and prospects are here. Connect, influence, motivate, create leads. I can show you how. When you want to maximize the return on your LinkedIn presence, email me at mark@federaldirect.net.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFMHD2 Manassas, WTLPFMHD2 Braddock Heights Frederick, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics. Listen each week for Tech Tuesday on Federal News Radio. Every Tuesday, we zero in on how technology inspires innovation. Tuesday mornings at 11, it's Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy, the latest on products that help bring policy to life. Then Tuesday afternoons at 12:30, join Federal News Radio's Jason Miller for Ask the CIO. Federal News Radio's DoD Wednesday. At 3, DoD reporter Jared Serbu hosts On DoD, a discussion with senior managers about how the department meets its mission. At 4, in-depth host Francis Rose brings you Pentagon Solutions, a smart discussion on the issues and challenges of the defense community, plus daily DoD updates, mornings and afternoons, Monday through Friday. DoD Wednesday on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
This paid commercial may not represent